Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got our guest today. Let's welcome in Major League Baseball's leading hitter in Eric Hosmer. Eric, man, thank you for joining us today. How you doing today?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing well, my man. Listen, I want to start with this ball club. You guys are playing some terrific baseball. You guys aren't at full strength right now, and you guys are doing everything, whether it's moving runners, whether it's getting the occasional sack bunt down, whether it's taking the extra 90 feet. You guys have really almost been flawless in that. Was that a point of emphasis, or is just this you guys evolving as an offensive unit over the last 3-4 years?
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. I know, in spring training, that was one thing we really talked about a lot is we're not going to be at full strength, from opening day on out. So we got to play as clean as possible. We got to run the bases well. We got to do all the little things that much better and just try and continue to get stronger and better throughout the year. And, obviously with some guys down, we're going to get some reinforcements here in a couple months here, middle of the summer. So we just want to play clean baseball and just kind of keep getting better and better throughout the season, and I think we've done a good job of that so far.
Eric, how are you doing this season? Any good?
I'm having fun, man. Yeah, I'm having fun. We've got some things rolling over here, but we all know it's a long season, so we're just trying to kind of keep our head down, come in, treat it day to day, and hopefully look up at the end of the year and we punch a spot in October and we can kind of fresh start from there and just punch our ticket in that playoff.
Just as a follow-up to that, Eric, I mean, I know that I was kidding. I know you're doing fantastic, and if you could have dialed up a hot start to a season, this would be the season to do it. Is this the result of some sort of change you've made during the off season, or just a dedication you made, or just finally getting back to feeling the way Eric Hosmer likes to feel up there?
Probably just trying to get back to the way I want to feel up there. You know, I think every off season we try and work and just kind of evaluate the season before and try and make some changes, whether it's mechanically or mentally or something like that. So really just trying to, have production, produce, good at bats daily, and whatever the kind of the situation brings at hand, just try and do whatever I can to help the team. And hopefully that results in wins. And, we just got to continue with that approach, and hopefully we look up here at the end of September and we're in the race for a playoff hunt.
Eric Hosmer joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Hos, I've watched this offense, especially with it surrounding you and Manny over the last 3-4 years, and the one thing that is really glaring to me is watching you guys from 1 through 9 really dissect pitching, whether you're getting a bunch of hits or whether you're just seeing a bunch of pitches. Is that something that you guys have gotten better at over the last 3-4 years of really not just seeing a lot of pitches, but then when they make the mistake, making them hurt?
Yeah, I think that's something we've done really well, is really just try and, have the game plan of each guy you face and just kind of know where you want it and what pitch you want to look for, and just really never coming off that the whole at bat. And I think we've done a real good job of that so far. And if they don't come in our zone, then we'll gladly take the base, and we have full faith in the guy behind us that can get a job done. And I think that's the approach we've had. It's kind of the 9-versus-1 mentality, where you can tell everybody's on the same kind of approach, and everyone's kind of hunting the same pitch, and it just makes it tough for the pitcher rather than, you know, he facing one guy and one guy might chase a little bit and he goes to the next guy and he's got a different plan. I just think it's a 9-1 battle for us right now, and we've been doing a real good job of sticking to our game plan and executing the approach.
Eric, when you heard that Bob Melvin was manager of this ball club, what was your first reaction to that, and how has it played out so far playing for Bob Melvin? I read the story last week in the newspaper, and you had some really nice things to say about him and the way he's helped you come back this season and get off to a fast start. And I think everybody was ecstatic to have him, but we didn't know it was going to work out this well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of guys throughout the league that have been around for a little while talk to each other. So, you know, I have a lot of guys that I really respect, and I respect their opinions a lot, and that have played for Bob and played for him in Oakland and have been there with him and stuff. And everybody said nothing but great things. So, you know, I definitely had high hopes coming into it. And, you know, he's been great. He has. He's just the ultimate pro. He's been through this before. And I think he's just he's sending the right message for us. He's, you know, definitely harping on the fundamentals and taking it one day at a time. And I think that approach has really helped us and kind of just relaxed everybody and gave everybody some confidence to go out there and just win today and worry about tomorrow. So it's been working out great so far.
Eric, talk a little bit about your relationship with Manny Machado. You guys are both playing at an extremely high level. I know you guys are really close. What's it like to really be hitting on all cylinders at the same time? Do you guys share conversations about what's going on at the plate and things of that nature? I would imagine it's a lot of fun being able to really carry an offense together with one of your good friends.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Manny's been incredible this year. I think if the season ended right now, he's a clear-cut MVP.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
The cool thing about it is I've seen him at a point in time, at this point in time of the season, where he hasn't had the greatest season. And then I've seen him now where, like we just said, he'd be the MVP. And he's really the same guy. And I think that's the coolest thing about it all is I get to see the work in behind the scenes. I get to see the amount of stuff he's doing, whether it's at the hotel, getting worked on from people, getting his body ready to go. And I think that's one of the things that kind of lost its value in the game throughout the last couple of years. Is this guy plays 150, 155 games a year, and it's kind of a lost art throughout baseball. And I know if you look at a lot of the previous MVPs and stuff, a lot of these guys missed a month or two, and not to take anything away from them, they still have great years. But I think that's something that Manny really takes pride in. It's kind of an older school approach and being available for your team every single day. And I mean, he hasn't slowed down at all. I know he's got a long contract here, and he just continues to get stronger and stronger and better. So it's been really fun to watch on the side. And, you know, Manny's everything as advertised, as everybody knows.
Eric Hosmer, we appreciate the time today. One last quick thing. I know you're a world champion with the Royals back in 2016. Is it too early to ask you whether this team is giving you any feelings of postseason success? Am I getting a little ahead of myself by asking that, or are you starting to get that feeling about this team even though it's so early?
Yeah, 2015, but it was the more and more I talk about it, it seems like it's getting a little outdated, so I definitely want to, you know, have another run at it. These guys, we certainly do have the pieces in here. We have the pieces, we have the coaches, and it's just a matter of us coming together at the right time, and I have full confidence in this group to do that. And there's still a long way to go, but I think so far we're checking all those boxes off here early in the season.
One last one from me, Eric. One of the things, and I told you this in person, one of the things I enjoy about you so much is your leadership and how you go about your business every day. Do you relish the opportunity to be one of the leaders? I know you're not the only one, but I do notice that a lot of the young guys, whether it's this year, last year, the year before, they seem to end up coming your way one way or another. Do you enjoy that element of it?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Junior. I honestly, you know, when you play this game and you've been through a couple of years of it, you've had some highs, you've had some lows, you understand it's a battle and you understand how hard it is. And the big thing with me is, you know, every time I you know, have a teammate or have a guy that's a position player with me on the same team, I just try and just give him a heads up what he's in line for and really just try and take on the battle with him. I think it's too hard of a game to take on by yourself. There's a lot of long nights in your hotel room or your apartment where you're trying to figure some stuff out and try and figure out a way to survive up here. But if we can help these young guys, especially with their development, and just kind of give them a heads up on certain things to look for and trying to simplify certain things to make their life easier out there, then I think that's a big thing they can gain and a big advantage they can gain from having some older guys on the team. So just try and help out in any way. And, you know, all these guys that come up have certainly enough talent, but, you know, up here it's not always about talent. There's some mental aspects of it too that you got to kind of learn. And if you don't have anybody, you know, veteran-wise that can kind of give you the heads up on that, you tend to have to learn those things the hard way. So just trying to give these guys as much information as possible to simplify it for them and to where they can go out there and just have fun and play their game.
That's special. Not every leader is willing to take on the battles with a younger teammate. Eric, as always, man, appreciate your time, man. Continued success. We're enjoying watching you, brother. Take care.
Keep it rolling, Eric.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Eric Hosmer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.